go, Hold on, Towers.
And I'm Kelsey, Dancing Frog Dara.
I can't believe I've never called you Zach Twin Towers.
That would be insensitive.
I'm starting the podcast strong.
I sometimes on the phone, when someone's asking how to spell my name, I go Towers, like the two.
Oh, do they go?
Sometimes there's a, but other times they just roll with it.
Couldn't you? What's another Towers?
My mom used to,
falling or like Tower of Terror. No, that doesn't work.
Well, Towers, like, yeah, because then you say the same thing, like Tower.
Yeah.
But it is amazing how many people want to say Powers. And that's Austin's influence.
And just your, I think, like your...
My aura?
Your essence.
Thank you.
What was that?
So, you know I don't burp, right?
I forgot. Hold on.
That is my version of a burp. Did
Please
you hear
remind
it?
Us.
It came, I don't burp, y'all. That's it, really. I burp milliseconds before I throw up sometimes, like... and splash. But I do not... I don't know if it's a shallow breath thing or whatever... But burps will, like, break up in my, like, chest area.
I just did it.
But your mind was like...
It like sounds it was like a fucking villain vampire trying to crawl out of the ground.
And maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
That's my version of a burp.
That's your demon twink inside.
Yeah!
I have terrible news.
What?
The people love your format. I'd like to read some comments from our YouTube channel, youtube.com/KelseyDara. This one really got me. It's so hilarious to me that Kelsey has no idea what a podcast is. Talking prompts are normal. Long educational arguments are not the same thing.
Wait, who is that? I'm marrying them today.
Their username is Oga.
Oga?
Yep.
You are... home, girl.
Then we got...
that Kelsey doesn't know what a podcast is.
So fucking rude.
Oga,
that...
O-G-A?
Yes.
Not Olga.
No, O-G-G-A.
Oh.
I know. This one also said... Ugh, I can't get to him.
You have to really look for it. What are all the other... Are you scrolling past things?
No.
It's all hate comments. They're like... This bitch and her dumb gay friend should die.
That's exactly what people are thinking about. Okay, wait.
I always forget about the YouTube channel. No offense if you're YouTubing us right now.
A successful chaotic podcast with 4 party horn emojis. Keep the chaos. I'll watch regardless, but the chaos is gold.
I wish I could have had another vampire burp.
I think someone should fucking pay you royalties for that witch laugh. That was incredible. You should do voiceover work.
And if you're listening, Oga, if you are maybe in casting for animated things, put me on the roster.
I'm obsessed with you two. I'm just constantly laughing out loud at work, looking crazy. Super loved this episode. Chaos and amazing friendship. Totally agree with Zach here. I feel like I'm sitting with you both.
You are. You're right here. You are mentally ill by proxy.
My favorite is, okay, but this is low-key the best ever episode ever. Sorry, Kels. Put 3 years of my life, of my whole ass brain into making an educate. No, I'm just kidding.
This
I'm
is the
so
thing.
Glad.
I am such a proponent of doing less.
I love that. And I have to just get used to not doing something for this.
Consider this a treat.
We just talked about this, how life is basically like getting from one treat
it's
to the
jumping
next.
From its tweet. Treat jumping.
Tweet jumping.
Tweet jumping.
Yeah, no, I like this. And you know what? What a great fucking little mantra. Just go for the next treat. Because
yes.
If you make everything a treat,
mm-hmm.
Like I went to work out today. I was not
that was
fucking
a treat?
Excited.
Oh, no.
But you know what was? Zachary.
It's the Celsius. Y'all, I just found out something horrifying. Fruit Punch Celsius is bright Coachella piss yellow.
Wait, first of all, what about Coachella gives yellow?
Okay, you haven't peed on day 3 of Coachella.
I've never been to Coachella. Remember, that's my one accolade.
Okay,
I'm holding strong.
Your urine looks like Mountain Dew.
Oh, because you've been drinking?
It's all toxins.
Also, the light is hitting this. It looks like literally like lab chemicals from
point
of view.
So I think I'm just like my body's reacting. But look how cute I made it with the fruit.
Zachary put... fresh fruit into an aesthetic clear mason glass jar with fresh fruit and a Celsius.
Yeah.
To try and make a statement to his body, trick him into thinking,
this is good.
It's healthy.
This is good.
It's delicious.
This is, yeah.
It's got no sugar.
10 cals.
I'm not going to lie. It's just 200 milligrams of caffeine. Is not enough. It's insane how you sleep after drinking one of these past 2 p.m.
Y'all, I can drink caffeine and go night-night after the last gulp.
Dude, that's me on Coke when I used to do it. I could take a bump and literally I'd be yawning.
That's scary.
And people would be like, that's not what it's supposed to do. And I'm like, that's why you don't ever have to worry about me. Like, I'm asleep, dog. Anyway, back to treats. But I decided I was going to get a Celsius. And I said,
that was your little treat.
And then what was my other little treat after working out? I couldn't wait to go home and Theragun. I was like, oh, I can't wait for that treat. I'm in a sauna when I go upstairs to the dressing room. What a treat. I'm just going to keep living my life as treats.
I fully co-sign that behavior.
Mm. Do you want to know a crazy conversation I had recently?
Yeah, I'd love to. Also, what a podcast is.
Fuck you. I get it now. Yeah. I'm just like telling you things now that I haven't got to talk to you about.
It's great. People are going to fall in love with us faster now that we are not breaking ourselves up with facts.
That's what my therapist says to me.
Wait, really?
No.
Okay. I was like, you should change therapist.
Fair enough. Okay.
What's the crazy thing?
So my good friend's wedding is this weekend. It will have we'll have already gone to it by the time this episode comes out.
Uh-huh.
It's Laura DIY. It's, you know, going to be a big event, big YouTuber thing. I think there's going to be a lot of surprises. Zachary.
Did you hear that one?
Did I hear it? It sounded like something out of Ghostbusters. It was like,
Slimer. Okay, I'm sorry. You were saying star-studded.
Yes. Event, big weekend coming up. And I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast. I know I told you personally. I'm taking the athlete, you know, since we're together.
You're coming inside each other?
Yeah. Which it gave me a yeast infection this week, but I digress.
The jizz?
Yeah, but it's not the first time we've ever done that, so I don't know.
Did you hold it in like a dirty little slut?
Well, I also sat in a bathing suit, so I think, don't make that face.
Wait, you got cummed in and then you went swimming without like flushing out?
Of course I did. It was the same day. Here's what happened that day, why I got a yeast infection. I ate 6 Oreos.
Okay, now we're blaming Nabisco for your yeasty.
I had sex, let him finish in me, and then I went pee, but we like talked and cuddled. So it was in there for a minute. And then I went to the gym, sauna'd, jacuzzi'd, and sat in the wet bathing suit to run errands after. So you got sugar, sex, sauna, sweat, bathing suit. That's the 3 S's.
Sugar, sweat, sauna.
Sugar, sweat, sauna.
Sex. That's your book.
And it's just about curing yeast infections.
Wait. You can eat an Oreo. You ate it with your mouth, not your vagina. You don't shove a roll of Oreos up your cooch.
I just want to ponder on that imagery.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't understand mouth stuff relates to your vagina.
I'm imagining me stacking the Oreos up to look like a dildo and then me sitting squatting on them, yep. over them and just being like, no, I didn't fucking put them on my butt. It's too much sugar. It's bad for your gut biome. It's bad for your yeast.
You have way more than the sugar of 2 Oreos every day.
I had 6.
Okay.
So, I was telling you something else.
And this is the beauty of podcasting. We got to the real thing so much faster.
Okay. So I'm going to a wedding this weekend. I'm bringing the athlete, obviously.
Yes.
He's met all my friends that are going. We're sitting with all my friends. It's going to be great. My ex, Jared, is DJing this wedding. Mm. Now, Lauren and Jeremy approached me about this, obviously. They were like, hey,
this is okay.
We're going to come to you first. Would this be weird? And I was like, absolutely not. Mm-mm. This is going to be so... I love Jared. We're still good friends. We still talk all the time. Mm-hmm. Yes, we were together 5 years, but he's a dope fucking DJ, dog. He's a good DJ. He should absolutely DJ your wedding because I know how fun it would be.
Okay, you are actually being more problematic than I am because you're giving it time.
You want me to just ignore that sound that comes out of your fucking body?
I do have a question for my doctor, if they're listening, which they're not. Why is it happening so much right now?
Because you're drinking a Celsius. What are you talking about?
I don't feel like I remember this last time I drank one.
You've had, first of all, you've had one every day for the last 7 years of your life.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Jared.
Jared's DJ.
You. Yeast infection.
Yeast infection. Bringing athlete. The athlete.
Yes.
And fuck, I forgot. Oh, so I texted Jared just being like, hey, when do you get in? Like, where are you staying? Like, do you want to grab lunch or something while you're here or whatever? And he was like, obviously, like, yeah, da-da-da, like, here's where I'll be. And so now that it's, like, leading up to it, I'm like, I was not uncomfortable at all before. But now I'm it's not even that I'm uncomfortable. I'm just, like, I feel nervousness of the athlete meeting Jared, which, like, they're two of the most absolutely chill.
So kind.
So
tall.
Cool.
Who's taller?
Athlete. By an inch. Yeah. So I'm just like, they're going to meet. And then I think Jared's going to, like, come by the house at some point while he's in town to, like, see the kitty cats he hasn't seen.
Yeah.
He wants to, like, cold
see
plunge.
Hippo, maybe.
Yeah, he wasn't really there for Hippo.
He was there for the beginning, though.
Yeah, like 2 months. But I don't think he cares that much. It's
okay,
not his
that's
son.
That's psychotic,
you know?
For you to say.
I don't think he does.
That's really a bummer.
Well, he was like outie. He was not even here, really.
Yeah, but
when
if
I was,
you
like,
meet Hippo, people who have never met Hippo are
me,
obsessed with Hippo.
I agree. I think it's weird that my ex isn't actively texting,
like,
me to see
tell
him.
Hippo yeah. that I'm coming.
But then I was also like, I was the one that reached out to be like, hey, you want to get lunch?
Okay.
And
so you're
like,
oh, I brought whatever happens upon myself?
Yeah. And I'm also just like, why wouldn't he have texted me to try and catch up?
Guys don't reach out.
I guess.
They really don't.
I thought
straight,
it was different.
In my head, straight guys do not reach out.
So they just don't know how to text.
I think straight guys think they're doing the most when they do the least.
Put that on a shirt.
Yeah.
Put that on a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Put that in the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Imagine.
But, like, I think they're just like, yes. Right above John Hancock's signature.
We finally get a woman in that White House, and the first thing she does is like, men, you've been doing the least.
And expecting the most. Yeah, I think that they're like, in my head, and straight men, if you're listening,
so
please
many.
Go off. Mm-hmm. But God, they're just trying to get through life without talking about their feelings mm-hmm. or anything like that. So yeah. to reach out to an ex-girlfriend, mm-hmm. it's like unfathomable to them.
It makes me wonder if I'm more attached to the idea of us being friends than he is, maybe.
I mean, literally all you have to do for that is stop reaching out and see what he does.
Interesting.
Does that make you sad?
I guess in a way that, like, I would be sad if this person who was such a big integral part of my life wasn't anymore. This is a perfect example. Olivia Rodrigo's new songs. Got spilled. Did you listen to the extended
version?
Is that
with Vampire?
No.
Vampire in the first one?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the original.
Bloodsucker,
Famefucker? Yeah, second album. But she just re-released the album with 4 or 5 new songs.
Oh.
And there's one.
A cash grab, if you will.
Yeah, Billie Eilish kind of called them out today on social media mm-hmm, about that.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, if you're a girl pop star listening, do whatever you want.
Yeah, honestly, we support you. In the song, she says, you're just a stranger I know everything about. Like, I used to be upset.
Yeah,
I used to cry.
Of course.
And now you're just a stranger I know everything about. It sounds kind of country, actually.
It sounded very country.
Also, one of your little blueberries just, like, floated to the bottom of that cup. And it's making me wonder what is
Celsius
doing.
Does to things.
Yes, because they're just dropping, like, flies in there. That
they're all burping and then falling to the bottom of the
but yeah, that idea of, like, knowing someone to a way that, like, I've said this a bunch, like, I've said I love you to a lot of people I've dated.
Sure.
And not meant it, or, like, in hindsight been like,
oh,
that wasn't actually love.
Okay.
That
you feel like you were in love with Jared.
Yeah, Jared felt like real adult big fucking fat love.
Yeah.
And so the idea that, like, that person wouldn't hit me up when they're in town is so weird to me.
Well, it's not to me in the sense that it's like the whole reason, season, lifetime thing.
What's that?
Like people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Oh.
And so for me, he was a season, like a long
big
one.
Season, yeah.
But like that was that. That was your Jared chapter.
Yeah.
Like, do you have much like hope and desire to live another chapter with him or a lifetime with him as what? The guy that yeah. you get lunch with every 9 months? Like,
yeah.
to me, that's like, that I wouldn't want that version
yeah.
of the person.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, oh, yeah, we have this thing.
A friendship or, yeah, like, but an it's honest, like, yeah.
The fact that he could, like, still kind of have, like, would you say it's had, like, a negative thing in your head about like would this still be happening if I were not initiating?
It's not negative so much as just like, yeah, I guess
it's
surprising,
not
sad, like a little yeah. bit like, oh wow.
So it's like it's you're kind of like not trying, but you're like looking for something to kind of be
reconnecting with the tissue.
Yeah, kind of like upset yeah. about regarding this, like mourning yeah. it again. Like,
ooh.
Oh.
If I thought onion it, which is my favorite, it's like, what's the thought behind that thought? What's the thought behind that thought? It's like, okay, I'm friendly with 99% of my exes. Sir is not one, and mm-hmm. the abusive guy in my 20s. Yeah. So I don't have like a day-to-day friendship with all of them. Like, it's if they needed me, I'd pick up, or if they texted me, I'd respond kind of thing.
Sure.
But with Jared, it just feels so different. So my thought onion is like, okay, first of all, why do I want to see him, right? And I think it's like, yeah, that shared experience of life to be able to go and like catch up and be like, oh, we still have some sort of feeling for each other, whether it's like friendship even or just an emotional tie,
yeah,
or like wanting well for the other person. Why can't I do that from afar?
Yeah.
Why can't I put him in the same category that I have with all the other people I've dated?
Yeah.
And, like, is it because I want him to see how well I'm doing?
Ooh, thought onion.
Just got
single
spicy.
Tier.
What's behind that thought? Do I think I'm doing as well as I'm doing?
That's interesting. Like, wait, what are the answers to that question?
I don't know.
Really? Really?
Bitch, don't look at me like that.
No part of you is like, I've got an inch taller athlete now.
Oh, well, I hope that. I mean,
you hope that hurts him. I hope that makes him sad.
No, I hope that like me being in a good place would make him happy for me.
Yeah, I guess it's like to me, it's like, why can't you just be in a good place?
Right. Why am I still searching for the
his approval, but his like eyes on you, his like
that he still cares about me in a way?
I guess because if he doesn't actively care or show that he cares, did he ever?
Ooh, I write a lot about that in the book of the new one coming out, that like we tend to go like, well, he must have never loved me.
Which
then
is not
it was
true.
Like, which is not true. So I think it's catching myself and doing exactly what you're saying of like, that was a beautiful time. I'm having a hard time letting go.
There it is. We got to the core pit.
What's in the center of an onion?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
I picture it being the onion, cocktail onions.
Like a bulb.
Like a cocktail onion.
What's inside of that? A tiny little layer of onion kissing going.
Or like the universe.
Like everything everywhere all at once.
Uh-huh.
It's like a thought
bubble. The
center
of an onion.
Wow.
What did you say? Kissing?
Yeah.
Little two
layers of onion going.
Or it's two little onions reproducing. And like, privacy, please.
They're like, how do you think onions grow? Get out of here.
Fuck in the middle.
Yeah. Well, that was eye-opening.
Was it?
I mean, you just looked at me with your mouth ajar, staring into my soul for a hot second. So it felt eye-opening.
I do feel like I think we made some good progress today.
We made some good progress today. Let's throw it back up on the shelf. Deal with it next week after it's over.
Yes.
Great.
Oh, you'll be fret because it's this weekend.
Yeah.
/ last weekend.
Yeah.
Wow. I get really, man, do you ever get anxious being around a bunch of peers like that? Like it is okay, no. Talking about like doing well, it's like compare and despair all around you. Not you specifically, but
I don't have that problem. That's so funny you bring this up because like I'd think if I was going to like a networking event and if someone was like, what are you working on? I normally go like, well, here's the list of shit. Like I'm never not doing something. So in a way I feel okay.
Very confident. And you just
finished a retreat.
And like maybe sold something.
Maybe sold something. Like,
and you've always, that was a silly question. You've always got a lot cooking.
But you know, in those moments that you're like, I guess it's one of those things too, is I see them as my peers. So it's like, if they're struggling, I can be like, oh my God, it's just so crazy out there right now. Like the market is shit. Adapt. Nobody's buying.
You
like,
adapt.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, that's interesting. Or have you watched this thing? Like, I almost get a little excited.
For sure.
But I have a hard time with energy around a big group like that, where it's like my chronic pain will kick in and I'm like, oh no, I still have like 6 more hours. You know what I mean? So I just have to be like conserve.
Sure. Bring a wheelchair.
Do you get... fake a disability. Just kidding. I am disabled. What, you're okay in crowds?
I mean, no, I don't like crowds and I don't really like small talk, but like I have a finite amount of energy. And I think we've been out before and I've told you, I can often tell my friends I have 30 more minutes.
I love that phrase.
I just go like, hey, I have 30 more minutes. And it's like, oftentimes it's like, obviously I drove because I don't drink or anything. And it's like, if someone drove with me, that's their cue to either wrap things up or
they're Ubering home.
Find a different way home.
I love that. And you and I get along really well because we both have that energy. Like, I'm never like, no, I really want
to
stay.
We're going to go to Kim's in Van Nuys. Could you imagine?
That's why I'm so glad we were never friends as drunks. We would be the fucking worst, dog. We'd wake up with like a $180 Uber black bill. Oh. Do you remember that? Those days?
Well, I would wake up way too far from home and be like, how do I get back? You know?
I used to send my drug dealer an Uber black. Like if what? It was late and they'd be like,
we're closed.
I'm like, I'm sending you an Uber black. It's going to be there in 5.
Wow. I had a guy Uber me once, like Uber ass. Like Uber pick me up and drop me off.
Oh, see, last week you told the story of like him coming to pick you up, but that's a different one.
Yeah, that was a different one.
What the fuck? No guy has ever Ubered me somewhere. What the fuck?
That can't be. Kelsey, I'm looking at you. That can't be true.
No man.
Kelsey.
Zachary.
Not even sent you home in one?
No! You're making me realize a lot of you know what it is? I go, I'm getting an Uber.
Oh.
And they're never not like, oh, no, let me get it.
You just like peg the shit out of them and you're like, I'm going to get an Uber.
I'm like, and I'll see myself out.
Yeah. Hit him in the face with it.
I'm pissed right now.
No, it's maybe more of a damsel in distress or ingenue thing, and you're much more of like a leading lady action figure.
Okay, you just made me feel better.
Lara Croft Tomb Raider would not wait for the guy to like send an Uber.
No, she'd be like, swing on a vine.
Just picturing her swinging. She was like whip or whip and swing.
And in a city that's really flat like Los Angeles.
Totally.
Wait, I'm dying. Here's the other thing about sending an Uber for a lady. Feels lazy. Come pick me up, bitch. Come fucking show me what you're working with. Pick me up. Open the fucking door. Have a little milkshake waiting for me. Well, I know someone's done that for you before.
Oh my God. Do you remember that?
Yeah. You told me that story. I never forgot it. It was standard.
I want to refresh people's memory.
Please.
This was a date. And this sucks because it was like in the first 6 months I was in LA. So I thought this is kind of an average date.
No. Before you tell the story, let's throw it to a break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortless,
effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
Tell us.
Okay, so this date, the guy picks me up. It's around the holidays. Mm-hmm. He goes, do you like vanilla gingerbread or mocha peppermint? I go, mocha peppermint. He goes, then that drink's yours. So he gives me the drink in the right cup holder. And then he goes, open the glove box. Fresh baked cookies in there.
What?
Chocolate chip cookies and like a little like baker's pouch.
This motherfucker baked for you?
Uh-huh.
For a first date?
Or he at least like Nestle Toll House break and baked. But still, something was heated.
And he did the work is what it sounds like.
Yes. And then he took me downtown where we went ice skating.
I did that before.
Then we went to McCormick's seafood restaurant.
Okay.
Then we went to Nutcracker. Ballet.
Dog, way too fucking much.
Way too much.
Way too fucking much.
I mean,
on a first date, that's also bold.
So we were in the same drinking circles. Uh-huh. So like we had like partied and kind of like made out at like a bar once or twice.
Why didn't it work?
I'm still a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
And that's still kind of just part of my story.
Checks out.
You know.
Wait, okay. So back to like sending an Uber for somebody.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't mind if it's like they're on the west side coming from work.
Yes.
And we're going to the same place. That's hot.
So I had a theory about this.
Go on.
In LA especially, it's a waste of his time to go get you and bring you back.
Yeah, because traffic.
So wouldn't it be better if he sends the Uber, it drops you off, he's like, music's on,
there.
Wine's like aerated, you know, he's like got something cooking at the skillet or whatever.
Whoa.
And like he lets you and he's like, oh, he greets you with a glass of wine.
I'm like, I'm sober 5 years.
Yes. And he's like, oh, waste of a roofie. he pours the wine down the sink.
He drinks it.
Yeah, no, but I am not offended by being picked up in an Uber.
Okay. And then here's what would get me is the dropping off. Like, if we're at their place and the person is like, let me call you an Uber.
Yeah.
I'm like, one, do you care about my safety?
Yeah, that's a good point.
But also, get up. I got to get up and go.
Oh, and like, take me home?
Yeah. You don't think you want your post-nut fucking Lays? I want my fucking post-nut Lays. Let me nap in your car. Throw that seat back. Rest my eyes a little.
You're like, I'm cooking a yeasty bit from you, sir.
Get out of here with that shit.
Damn, that's... Okay, that's a good point. But also, like...
Being realistic.
Okay, do you... Is this gendered? Are you taking the guy home after you guys bang?
I always... When Jared and I used to have threesomes, we would always call the girl
different.
An Uber home. Yes, you're right. That different. Is different. We wanted to show her a full 5-star experience.
Mm-hmm.
With men, when they come over and we bone and I want them to leave, I just say,
I have an early
do you want to call an Uber?
Okay.
So no, I do not.
So this is a gendered thing.
One time I did drop someone off because they lived close by.
Sir?
Once. Probably.
A lot, probably.
No. This was a 27-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Fuck him.
Yeah, I was like, I can just take you home. You're down the street.
Just put your parents' address in my phone.
Yeah, but like, nah, that's my go-to line. Oh, I have an early morning. You want to call an Uber?
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, or you're upset at a guy getting an Uber for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The patriarchy.
Okay. Feminine tax. As long as we're on that page.
Do you know how much money I had to spend to look this good to get here?
Hey.
You hate women?
Yes, but that has nothing to do with what I'm about to say. And that's that. I get that. I get that. You want him to take you home.
Yeah, and I think it would be cute at least if he offered, and then I could go, no, oh my God, no, you have to get up so early. Silly. And they're like, well, at least let me get you an Uber.
Okay,
and I'd
great.
Be like, okay, Uber Black.
Oh, he does an Uber pool.
Oh! Do you remember when that was
Yeah, because I used them because it was like, do you want an Uber for $28 or an Uber pool for 75 cents?
Honestly?
Like, yeah, 75 cents.
I did it twice when it first came out because I was like, I'm willing to give this a shot. The first time...
No one else was
no,
in it.
No, it was the first time it was... They were fucking... The person was asking them to drive somewhere to wait for something to be dropped off in the car. So they like pulled up to like a Kinko's and were like, sorry, my order's almost done. And I was like, no, get out. And the
people
second time,
people over paper. I've said that forever.
Ooh, I like that.
People over paper, unless it's money, specific. And then it's paper over people.
Yeah. Then the second time, I was sitting in the back seat, and the person in the front seat was watching BuzzFeed videos, and I was like, "This is weird. I'm about to pop up on this man's phone, and I'm in the back, and it's nighttime, and we're going downtown." But they didn't notice.
There was nothing. First of all, there were two things that could happen. One is Uber pool, but no one else. Joins
a dream,
so it's you just got an Uber for cheap. Yeah. The other flip side of that is you're first in and last out.
Oh God!
You get two other people joining, and you drop both of them off before you get dropped off.
Is this still a thing?
No.
I don't think it
survived the pandemic.
Well,
I know
so many things didn't.
Thank God.
We needed to cut some out. You know?
A little Thanos. Does that make any?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I know the reference.
The general. Yeah. Thing.
What's up with you?
I retold the story of what I did yesterday that you pushed me to do.
Share with our listeners. By the way, I caught it on full camera, so we'll post that on Instagram, I'm sure.
There might be a privacy issue in there, but
I'll blur out his face.
So we were at a local coffee shop, and this man walked in who I identified as Zane Phillips. He's
so hot.
He was in Fire Island, but he's also like a Viking in a Viking show. He's like an up-and-coming
star. He's a Viking in a Viking show?
Yeah. And it's called like Vikings or something.
Oh, that's
it's
a very popular show.
But you can see him with like a pelt. And
he
like,
was so hot.
He's so like
Zach
muscular.
Zach brought up his Instagram and was like, I think this is that guy.
And
no, you
gay.
Were like, I think. You were like, this
he's
is
gay.
That
that's
guy.
That's the guy. I can sense him coming.
And I immediately said, you have to go talk to him. Because this man is so hot.
Which makes no sense as you're saying it out loud. You have to go talk to him.
He's
he is
not,
so hot.
He's not so famous that it would be weird to go up to him and say something.
True.
And plus, you're a huge star, at least in my eyes. And I think there's an opportunity for you to have said something to him and him to go, oh my God, no way. I see your stand-up. Or like, oh yeah, you're so-and-so's friend or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, it was, yeah, there are degrees of... And I could have done that. Like, I could have brought up mutuals, but I didn't.
This is how I pitched it to Zach. I said, go up to him, tell him he's, like, the hottest guy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And because you're you, you can get away with that. Like, you can just go up to him and be like, you're so hot. Because
me? Go on. What does that mean?
Because you're funny and you're talented. Yeah.
I did think it was going to be like a situation where he actually didn't see me and it'd be like, who said that? Like, he's like looking through me and like, I thought I felt a presence. Like, I definitely don't register as the same species if you're looking at both him and me
at the
same time. I look like an albino salamander and he looks like a god.
I think you have the heart of a Viking.
Thanks.
And the wit. Of a funny person.
You've yet to say anything positive about my looks. And trust me, I've been waiting. I'm smiling.
You're the hottest demonic twink I know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So Kelsey ultimately said, go do it, pussy.
Zach did not like being called a pussy.
Because I hate women.
You hate women.
No, I went, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just fixing this. Keep going.
So I got up. I walked over. I tapped on this giant muscle man's ripped shoulder. And I went, I'm so sorry. This is completely out of pocket. But I think you're one of the hottest people on the planet. And I told myself if I ever saw you in person, I would let you know that. And he's like, oh my God, thank you. And he did do up, down. Like he did a checkout, okay. But obviously, like, I feel like it was a compulsory checkout. Or maybe, sure. It wasn't. Maybe it was just like,
I'm looking at a human.
Maybe he's not like out of the question.
No.
But and then I was like, and he's like, that's so sweet. What's your name? I'm like, I'm Zach. And he's like, I'm Zane. I'm like, I know. And I was like, and I'm also like so excited to like see you in more stuff. Not that you're not in enough stuff. Yeah. He was like, no, trust me, girl. Like, I want to be in more stuff. And yeah. I was like, you are. You're, like, going to be a star.
Yeah. It was funny to watch. Like I said, I recorded the whole thing. Yeah. Just in case, I don't know, he decided to kiss you or something.
Could you leave?
Oh, my God. I never see you again.
Kelsey.
You could turn up on the news missing tomorrow.
I would. My computer was there. I would have left it. I would have been like, if it's there later, it's there later.
This man is so hot. You would have willingly gone along with a kidnapping.
First, it's not kidnapping if you want to be napped.
You want to be napped and you wanted to be sacked.
Oh my God, if you had thrown me over his shoulder.
Like a sack of flour.
I would have melted like a stick of butter.
It was very cute to watch. I will give one note.
What?
As soon as...
that literally, this town has ruined me
this
for notes.
This phrase is triggering.
We have a couple notes. I go...
Great.
What aren't they?
Weenie. You were talking to him, and like when you said hello, you were like already starting to walk away. And I was like, fucking stay. And you like kind of did this little like circle around him. And I was like, Zach, stop moving away.
Because this is my whole thing. I ultimately did it because I was like, I am just going to give him something.
A gift.
I'm not going to expect anything. Mm. I'm not going to pull any of his energy. Mm. I'm just going to give him
a
kind
gift.
Words.
Yes.
I have no idea.
Anyway, that man was hot.
Oh, yeah. And I just wanted to give him a compliment. I didn't want to take any of his time or energy. So I just threw it and walked. And I will say, this is very like neuroplasticity. There's like that voice that jumps in when you're like, go talk to him. Most people, including myself, shut it down immediately.
You go, no.
No, absolutely not. That won't end well. That won't go well.
Pushed you,
yeah. And you called me a pussy. And I went and I did it. And I was like, yeah, the world actually kept spinning.
And, like, you got a good response. He wasn't like, you fucking ugly piece of shit. How dare you ever approach me? Which is what we all think is going to happen.
Kind of, yeah. Or, like, a, okay.
Like, okay, you
thanks.
Freak.
But then think about, like, anyone who's forced to be in front of the camera, who has to audition all the time and, like, kind of be nice. To, like, put on a face. Like, of course they're going to, like, take a compliment well.
I think if you went up to, like, say, I don't know, Pedro Pascal, he would also be like, oh, my God, thank you. But I think if you went up to, like, Brad Pitt, he'd be like...
I don't know. I've heard great things about Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Should we do something unhinged?
Have we not been?
To end the pod, my sister sent me a voice note like a week and a half ago about, I think, an update with her gym crush.
Oh, my God.
And I
said...
Methy Mike?
Narcotic Nate?
Sure. We'll go with Narcotic Nate.
Well, wasn't it that he was maybe from a narcotics meeting?
Yeah. I like Narcotic Nate. All right. So I haven't listened to this yet, and I guess we're going to play it for the first time.
Muscle Mike.
Here we go.
I think I'm officially moving on from Mr. Marky Mark at the gym. I have fist bumped him 3 times or so in passing since I first approached him, and never once has he came up to me to fist bump me or even look my way. It's almost like he's trying to avoid me.
No!
That can't be.
Probably in my own head, but honestly, he's probably...
Got a girlfriend.
Yeah. Which totally cool.
Totes cool.
Or if he's really that shy,
you don't want him anyway.
I literally cannot be bothered with somebody.
Yes. Like, do I know her or do I know her?
I can never be with somebody that's not that outgoing.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't even look my way.
You're too beautiful.
You're literally right next to me.
You're too beautiful.
No.
He could also be gay.
He could also be gay.
What you need to do is follow him home from the gym. Post up. Get his trash.
Yes.
And go through every piece.
And see if he is married or what's going on. Because the fact that he would not be interested in you, it can only mean two things.
You'll know if he has a girlfriend, obviously, if you find like tampons.
Yes.
Or like skinny cow ice cream containers.
He could also be gay.
Oh, that's fuck. He could also be gay. Right. No, gay would probably be, oh my God, what would gay be? Obviously like empty popper bottles.
Like peanut butter protein.
Yes. Well, then you're entering bro also.
Your bracket gym rat. We full circled it. The crossover, the two Venn diagrams of straight guy and gay guy is peanut butter protein flavored things.
Maybe that is how we will finally have peace amidst
world peace.
The bros and the fags.
Love. Still on the hunt then. If anyone in Tampa or the surrounding area lives in that world, message us.
You know what I've never understood?
That wants to go out with my hot ass sister.
Tri-state.
What's that mean? The tri-state area. It's
That mean?
It's like New York, New Jersey.
But how do you pick? Aren't we all touching a bunch?
That's a good point.
Thank you. You see, that's what I'm saying.
Don't Google it.
I actually don't know why it's called tri-state area.
Tri-state. Or is it like try a different state?
You know what? Let's end on that. Burning, pressing question. If you want to date my sister, DM us. Zach, you got anything to promote?
Just as always, May 2nd, Dynasty Typewriter, Netflix is a Joke Fest, After Hours Live. God, that sounds like 18 different things, but it's actually just one show.
It's going to be so fun.